This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness and Human Events. We turn to, again to the story of disaster, but this time very specific. In Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio, the fire, the crash, the burning, the release of toxic chemicals over one small town, East Palestine. I mention this because when Thaddeus and I were talking about his fentanyl piece, I was reminded of something I'd read in these last days. It's this: Painesville, Ohio. Local authorities are calling it one of the biggest drug busts in recent history. We are happy to be part of the effort, said Lake County Sheriff Leon Bruno. This is a FBI's recent drug bust of 88 pounds of fentanyl worth a street value of $52 million. And we're looking at Northeast Ohio being hit. This is the Cleveland drug houses in Cleveland and Painesville. But this whole region, which used to be called the Rust Belt, is prey to the drug fentanyl and other escape mechanisms because of despair, has been for many years. There are other forms of chemical abuse, but it was just something that I came across when I was reading about the crash of the train. So I mentioned that in parts of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, I've been informed by our colleague Selena Zito, small towns are especially damaged by fentanyl and other drugs that are brought in by outside gangs. Now we turn to the train, because that happened in a catastrophe that is yet unclear. We don't have full reporting. There was a video of one of the cars catching fire. You could see the fire coming from underneath the carriage, about 20 miles from the crash site. So what we have was a chain reaction, we can believe. I've read some of the list of the cars that were that crashed and piled up, a lot of toxic chemicals. And so right now we're looking at a catastrophe that the state of Ohio is responding to. But we turn to the politics of it only because there's some mysteries here. Thaddeus, you and I have discussed this, and the puzzle is why the Biden administration has been slow to respond. Is there an explanation that you're satisfied with?
Well, as we discussed, this is another disaster. It's a man-made disaster. Just like fentanyl, which, as we've talked about, Selena Zito and people like Joe Heumeier brought to the surface, to the public consciousness, it's taken some time for what's happened in Ohio to come to the public fore. The press was a little slow to respond. I think some of that is echoed by the Biden administration's slow response. But I think that what you're seeing, I don't think it's certainly not a partisan decision because Ohio went red. I don't think that's how the Biden administration operates. I think it's part of a problem that we see from the Biden administration in terms of general governance. When you look back at things such as the Afghanistan withdrawal and the chaotic nature of that and the failure to plan and implement a plan, what you're seeing in Ohio and East Palestine, what you're seeing is the same type of failure of planning, the same type of failure of execution. And it is, again, another debit on the ledger of the Secretary of Transportation, Mr. Buttigieg. When you also look at it, John, in terms of this is an area where in many ways the national media pays very little attention. This is science flyover country. These are people that the elites in this nation, the bi-coastal elites, certainly don't pay much attention to. And these are our fellow citizens, and they're hurting, and they are in need of help, and they need assistance. And I think that it's been unfortunate that it's taken this amount of time to actually start to see Governor DeWine and others working with FEMA to get it. It's also unfortunate that as we speak, the Biden administration has turned down disaster relief funds for the residents, citing that it was not a natural disaster. I think, John, the biggest thing that we can look at in terms of a contrast would be if this were a Republican administration and this were an oil spill off the coast of California, I think the response and the media attention would have been vastly different than what we've seen so far regarding the plight of the people in East Palestine, Ohio.
So your measure, you're Michigan, you are in the Midwest. Your measure is that because the national media doesn't have coverage, quick coverage in East and Northeast Ohio, that this story was missed in the first few days. Is that straightforward?
I think this is, this is a place in the United States. They call it flyover country for a reason. The Pauline Kael, they don't know anybody who lives there. They don't know anybody who votes that way or thinks that way. And so to them, there's no salience to it. And this was a train derailment in a part of Ohio that in their lifetimes they will never even pass through.
The disaster is now spreading to the point, I mean, there are fish dying, there's wildlife dying, that we're going to look at a forbidden zone. So I want to measure what this means for you, for the people of the Midwest, where you're my Midwesterner, Thaddeus. These are tough American people. They roll over and they dealt with the Rust Belt. They dealt with the politics of fentanyl. Are they going to be able to deal with a no-go zone and the damage to the environment? I don't know how far it's going to go because downwind of that toxic cloud has got to be at risk.
We have to be very careful in making sure that our assumptions are correct, that we have concrete evidence as to how the disaster is going to affect this area. I reject the calls of some people in the press, like ABC News, that said there were outsized concerns about this. Look, if you live there, your concerns aren't outsized. You want the federal government to get in there, do its damn job, clean the place up so you can continue to live there. And that's what they expect. That's what they demand. It's what they deserve. So at the end of the day, we need to be sure of what's happening to make sure that it gets cleaned up and to make sure that these people get treated the way any of us would like to be treated in the way that as an American citizen, they should be treated by their servant government. And it's not their fault. Their expectations are right. Their concerns are correct. And I hate the fact that the media will start to start castigating these people for their legitimate concerns so they can cover for an administration that has been slow to respond. It's despicable.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, writing about fentanyl, which is a national global curse, and also human events. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.